Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, August 4th, 2022. Of the 400 new warning sirens planned for Berlin by the end of the year, only a fraction have been installed so far. The first two were installed in April at the fire stations in Mitte and Charlottenburg Nord. By July 21st, 17 more had been added, and of these, 15 were installed on public buildings in Mitte, including the Volksbühne. In addition, there were two installed in Kreuzberg, at the Amerika Gedenkbibliothek and at the Feuerwache Urban, and another 7 are to be installed in Mitte this month. According to the Interior Administration, the goal is to cover the entire city area, and each siren is to warn the population within a radius of 1 square kilometer in crisis situations. The federal government decided to launch a funding program to strengthen the siren network after the experience gained during the warning day back in September of 2020. Berlin will receive around 4.5 million euros of the 88 million available. While the sirens are being installed, the federal government is creating the technical requirements to be able to control them via the Modular Warning System, or MOVAS. Per the Interior Administration, this will probably not be completed by the end of the year. However, the plan is to have all 400 sirens installed by then. Everywhere in Berlin, you can conveniently rent a car via an app. A new law intended to regulate car-sharing services more strictly is on the books, but two providers have successfully fought against it, at least for the time being. The Administrative Court of Berlin has granted an urgent appeal by the car-sharing providers WeShare and ShareNow. In view of the judges, station-independent car-sharing, that is, when customers rent a car via an app and not at specific points, does not constitute a special use under road law. According to the court, driving and parking car-sharing vehicles is a designated use of public roads. Berlin's new street law, which is to come into force on September 1st, stipulates that the commercial offering of car-sharing vehicles falls under special use. This means that providers must secure a permit in order to set up and rent out their vehicles. Lower parking fees for e-cars are included in the amendment to incentivize the use of vehicles in greener fleets, as well as a proposal that car-sharing companies offer more cars in the outer districts outside the S-Bahn ring with reduced parking fees in the future. With the law, Berlin wants to impose strict rules not only on car-sharing providers, but also on the lenders of e-scooters and rental bikes. For example, action is to be taken against the unregulated parking of the vehicles. The decision on the urgent application by the car-sharing providers applies provisionally until a ruling is made in the actual proceedings, and an appeal against the decision can be lodged with the higher administrative court. The looming energy crisis could also have an impact on Berlin's Christmas lights, including Christmas markets. Economics Senator Stefan Schwarz did not rule out that lighting could be lower this year. In the effort to save money, he said, the Senate is first focused on looking at its own administration, but it's also looking at areas that receive government funding. Christmas markets and Christmas lighting, among other things, are an issue. He explained that it's a proposal, but it must be assessed, emphasizing, quote, every kilowatt hour we save is a contribution, unquote. That said, he made clear that all pros and cons must be weighed, including the effect that turning off Christmas lights might have on retailers' holiday business or job losses as a result, and went on to say that decisions must be made not only in terms of energy policy, but also in terms of social and economic policy. In 2 weeks' time, the Senate intends to present a comprehensive concept for saving energy. Since the end of July, Berlin has already refrained from illuminating public buildings and monuments, such as the Dome, the Marienkirche, the Zeughaus, and the Frederick the Great equestrian statue at Unter den Linden at night. And now, a corona update. According to the situation report of the Senate Health Administration, the corona incidence rate in Berlin has decreased. Yesterday, it was at 334.1, down from 360.8 on Tuesday. It is worth mentioning, however, that the reported rate is likely to be many times higher, as only confirmed PCR tests are included in the statistics. Pankow has the highest incidence at 386.7, and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf the lowest at 187.5. There were 2,379 new infections and 2 additional deaths recorded. This brings the total number of deaths to 4,717. In total, there are 63,496 current reported corona cases in Berlin, and 1,120,500 people are considered recovered. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.